Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to Exploring the Prophetic. This is our weekly podcast where I give you a sermon and a message. It's my prophetic perspective for where we're at in the world right now. And I'm excited to release this to you today for those of you who are listening to it on 420, because this is my anniversary, my sister-in-law's birthday. So many good things have happened on April 20th in my life. And this word is all about God's bringing alignment into your life. And I think that this is a really important word, because some of you have felt out of place lately, like things just aren't clicking, and maybe your job feels off, or your relationships are strained, or something's just disconnected, or you feel like you're stuck. What if I tell you it's not falling apart, but it's actually falling into place? God's aligning you. And when you get aligned by God, when he aligns something, it doesn't just function, it flourishes. And in today's episode, I'm going to share a prophetic word about this exact moment in time that I think we're in right now, where God's realigning people's lives, your purpose, your peace. And he's going to double restoration, just like he did for Job and even for Joseph. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories, and I think it's going to really help you to understand what I'm saying here, because biblically we have precedence for this. And some of you are at a place where you're like going, oh my gosh, is everything going wrong in my life? Or like, why do I feel like I'm in transition again? Or why do I feel like I'm have dangling roots? Or why do I feel like things aren't as in sync as they were before? And a lot of times we start to question God, like, are you still good? Are you still for me? Instead of saying, okay, what are you doing, God? What are you doing for my benefit? Because Romans 8:28 says he uses all things for the good of those who love him. And I'm going to tell you, when we first started our ministry, you know, Bowles Ministries, and right before that, before Bowles Ministries or alongside of that, I started a church as well. I felt compelled to go to LA, and one of the worst times you can go to LA to start a ministry, it was back in 2006 and seven, when there was a recession. So there was a housing shortage in LA. A lot of houses were going belly up. And so people were foreclosing all over. So the rental market was crazy, very expensive. I mean, almost as expensive as it is now for that year. It was wild. On top of that, there was a writer strike in the entertainment industry. We were going to start a ministry in the middle of the entertainment industry, like in Hollywood's church in Hollywood, and just to reach out and just to start being a voice from that platform in LA. And so we're starting a church there. And during that time, there's a writer's strike, but there had also been a number of sensational ministries that had just had huge budgets and huge purposes, but they had a lot of failure. And so there was a suspicion towards people who would start a new ministry as well. And so not only was there the recession, and there was, you know, entertainment strike, and there was housing crisis, and it was the distress that was like released over churches and ministries coming in. But we knew that God was choosing a timing, and we didn't look at the natural, because if we looked at the natural, it looked stupid. And especially because I'd been affected by the recession, I'd been affected by the housing crisis, I had lost a lot of money. And so I wasn't coming in like greatly resourced. We weren't being sent by anybody. So we had to look with spiritual eyes and go, okay, God, is this the time that you prepared this, even though it looks pretty dismal? Like, it looks like a weird time to come. But little did I know that coming in without any fanfare or with sometimes a lack of finances and resources that we had actually helped us to bring into the community some hope that they were desperate for, some encouragement and authenticity that didn't involve people paying their way to create a big, huge vision and a big, huge ministry. But we came in low and really quiet. That was exactly what gave us the opportunity to be relevant, because God's alignment for us was me ministering to major studios and tech groups. But I was thinking, when I had kind of a vision for what we do and ministering to, whether it be celebrities or production companies or tech companies or whatever else, I didn't realize I was going to be ministering in a dire time when they were losing everything, or when they were going through some of the worst transitions of their life and they were desperate for hopeful messages. So you might hear construction in the background. And we had our bathtub when one of my daughters was taking a bath in our upstairs bedroom, bathroom. It actually was leaking into our garage. And so it looked like rain coming down on the car in the garage. So we have some construction going on. We had to do it kind of an emergency construction. So you're going to hear that in the background. Don't let it distract you, because this is an important message. But I felt to do it, even though we had construction going on, to do this message. So let's keep going. But during that time, I met people who were at a crash in their career, or at the end of a job, or I was there when God was reforming people. And I didn't know that this would be a thing. I didn't know that like we were going to be there at this the right time for people who were going through a really hard time. And our ministry was seeded into all kinds of people's lives because we showed up in the hard time. And because we said yes to God, tons of people got married in our church or started families, had courage to pursue huge careers, started NGOs, started justice projects. And it was amazing now that this is part of my history. And people ask me, like, why did you go in 2007? Like, that's the worst time ever. And it was, but it was the right time. It was the right time. And just like there's construction going into my house, like right now, it's like there's sometimes we do things that are inconvenient timing, but it's the right time. And alignment's coming for many of you, but it may not be the package that you would have ordered. I mean, that's the hard part with Christianity, is that you have God who's leading you, and he doesn't lead you in ways that are always pretty. But if this message is for you, you're going to understand something today. And so I'm going to make sure that if you are starting to go, that's me, that's my message, you can use our hashtag and way to get us to pray for you by on YouTube. You can say hashtag my turn and share in the comments how we can pray for you. And if you're listening on podcast, feel free to visit us on our YouTube or just subscribe to our podcast. You're with us each and every week for our prophetic service. Well, this is a season of divine alignment. I really heard that in my spirit. God is adjusting. He's realigning. He's bringing order into areas of your life that have felt scattered, maybe delayed, oftentimes disjointed. I know I've felt that way at different times, whether it's in your job or your family, your church role, your city, your creativity, or something I'm not even mentioning. God's placing things exactly where they're meant to be so you can step into his fullness for your life. And I got to tell you, when God aligns something, it doesn't just function, it flourishes. It really does. When God aligns it, it flourishes. So what does alignment look like? I mean, it looks like a lot of things, but the right opportunity showing up at the right time. That's one of my favorite ones. Like some of you are waiting and you feel like you're past the point of waiting, but it's going to be the right time. The burden lifting off of the wrong things. You know, like sometimes there's a burden on something because it's the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it's the right thing at the wrong time even. And peace comes. And so peace replaces striving, and people in places that once felt distance or unattainable are now coming into connection or will come into connection. There's an increase of clarity, capacity, creativity. I mean, alignment is so amazing because there's so much that happens in you for that alignment. And sometimes before the alignment happens, and some of you have gone through this or in the middle of it or at the end of it, hopefully at the end of it, there's a dismantling. Sometimes there's an uprooting. Sometimes there's a pruning. And we know this is true. We've seen this all through the Bible, but the worst and best place we see it is Job's story. How many of you have read Job this year already? Raise your hand if you have. We did as a family. I wasn't expecting to, but my daughters wanted to read it. 10 and 12 years old, they wanted to read it. And so we read it. And it triggered me when I was reading it until God really gave me revelation again in a Job season, in a Job story. And when you look at Job, of course he lost everything. We know that he lost his wealth, his health, his children. But in the end of his trial, God didn't just restore what was lost, but he realigned Job to a greater purpose and gave him double, which meant like normally you could lose your children and never feel the same again. And it doesn't matter what God gives you to replace him, it's not a real replacement. But something happened that was so intense for Job that Job 42:10 says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. This wasn't just about material blessing. It was spiritual and emotional realignment. He had encountered a side of God he had never known. And his life came in divine order, and everything else followed. Everything in his life followed. And it followed not only for him, but for his extended family. You know, again, I quoted Romans 8:28 in the beginning of this, but in the Message version, it says, that's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God has worked for something good. And God's using the chaos sometimes that's in your life, the closed doors in your life, even the delays to bring your life into alignment with heaven. Sometimes we look at a closed door, we get so discouraged. But I don't know about you, the longer you go with closed doors, you realize when one opens, you thank God for the closed doors that closed before that. Or that sometimes when something's delayed, you go, man, thank God it didn't come in that other season. Like I think of Cherie, my wife, we're celebrating 13 years today. 13 years today. I love that. But I was 38 when I got married. I was not happy to be married at 38. I wanted to be married at 28. I wanted to be married at 25. And so there was a delay that happened in my marriage. And for Sheree and I, like we met years before we were married, and we were just different versions of ourselves. We weren't even ready because God hadn't done his work that we needed him to do in our lives for our marriage. And our marriage was for not just us, but it was for our family and for a lot of things that are in the kingdom. And so we had to wait until it was the right time to get married. We had to know that timing. We had to fall in love at the right time. God brought alignment into our love. And I love what Psalm 37 says. It says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. There's something that we have to look at here. Every detail, every step, even the ones that feel like detours, that God delights, not in the hardships that you go through, but he delights bringing them together for the purpose of his strength, for the purpose of what he intends. He's so invested in you that everything that's going on in your life, he will use it for you to serve you in the bigger ways, both here and in eternity. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all of your ways, acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. And I think alignment comes when we trust and acknowledge God, even when we can't yet see the plan. I know for me, many times in my life, I've had to just say, you're faithful, God. And I don't understand you right now. I don't understand what you're doing, but you're good. And I've had to come to that place where it's not like, you know, a lot of Christian movements will say, well, I was mad at God and I told God how mad I was. And they'll spend a lot of time in that. It's not worth being mad at the person who loves you the most. It's more of a you thing. It's something that for yourself, you might have to work through. That's okay. But it's not okay to stay there. And it's not okay to use that language as perpetual language in your relationship with God, because he's so good and he has so much good for you. He's not a human. He's never lied to you. You may not understand him. And so therefore you get frustrated with yourself or with the spiritual dynamics that you don't understand yet. But as we grow closer to Jesus, we start to understand the beauty and the genius of his creative ability over our lives. You know, 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion." Let me just look at this because it's so good. Let me just read it. "But he's the author of peace. If you're in confusion right now, it may be a sign that you're not in full alignment. But don't worry, because God's moving you to bring you back to a place of peace. If you surrender your life, your will towards God, he'll move you towards peace. He'll align you with peace." And of course, Isaiah 22, which is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, Isaiah 22, 22. "When he opens..." Or what he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. So God closes doors that no longer fit you. And he opens ones that he's made before time began for you. That's alignment. That's who God is. And it doesn't feel like other people who are like, "I graduate college and I've created a five-year plan. And now I'm in the career of my dreams and it's all happening." And that's all they get. That's as they get the career if they get even that. But their whole life isn't necessarily promised to be blessed. Their whole being isn't promised to be blessed. You, God's working you for Jesus's plan in your life for both Jesus's sake, but also for you and your future generations. And I think of Joseph's alignment. Remember Joseph, he had a dream when he was a teenager, but the path he went through was betrayal and slavery and prison. And that doesn't look like alignment at all, does it? I mean, not at all. Like when you read the Joseph story, a lot of us go, "I have a Joseph calling." And it's like, but when you look at what he went through, do you want a Joseph process? Probably not, but some of you have been there anyways. You know, and God was setting the stage. When Joseph was finally brought before Pharaoh, everything came into place. And it wasn't just for Joseph, and it wasn't so he could rule over his brothers. It was so that during that time of famine, the people of Israel would be saved, and also Egypt could be discipled by a man like Joseph. And it really made a difference in that time of history. You know, Genesis 50, 20, Joseph says this. I think it was so profound. "You intended," he's saying to his brothers, "to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." In other words, they had an intention to hurt him. And God was like, as soon as he saw that intention, then he's like, "I'm going to use that evil thing that is happening to Joseph right now, and it's going to serve him the rest of his life. And it's going to cause such a redemption story that people will talk about it for the rest of time." Joseph's life was aligned for a purpose greater than he could ever imagine. And that's exactly what God is doing with you. He's aligning you for a purpose you can't even imagine. Even the things meant to harm you are being turned into alignment for his glory and for your sake, for the sake of what God wants to do in your life. You know, I think there's something inside of you today that maybe you haven't trusted that, or maybe you have felt so uprooted and you can't see because your roots are dangling in the sky. You know, like you're looking to where you're going to be planted next, or maybe you felt dismantled, like, "God, everything that I love doing the most isn't even part of my life right now." But when you trust God, and I think we should make a decree about this, when you trust God, you start to allow yourself a process that aligns your internal world so God can align your external world. And say that, "God, I trust you're aligning every area of my life." Just tell him, "God, I trust you to align me, that you're removing confusion, that you're placing in me your divine order." You know, pray that right now, that he places divine order, that, "Lord, I receive your direction for my career, my family, my calling, my creative work, whatever it is." Declare that God's having you step into peace and clarity, and that there's going to be a double portion on the end of this with alignment, and not only restoration, but blessing. You know, he's not just going to restore you. He's going to bless you. He's going to bring you into alignment with heaven's purpose. Lord, let your will be done in our lives. And I'm just going to pray for you. Before I fully pray for you, I want to tell you that we have, you know, an incredible ministry, Bowles Ministries, that puts on these sermons and these messages every week, along with two other podcasts, the Sean Bowles News Commentary Show and Exploring the Marketplace. And these are done because you guys give generous donations or become partners to our ministry. And if we have blessed you, sow into this word today and go to donate.bowlesministries.com and give us something from that place of blessing that God's blessed you or aligned your heart, your expectations. And it's going to help build our ministry, and we'll be able to reach hundreds of thousands of more people with every gift that you give. It'll just be amazing what God does through your offering. So I hope that you guys can do that. And if you've already done that in the past and you feel like you've already given to our ministry. You've supported us. Thank you so much. And if you're here for the first time, no pressure at all, but it's just one of the ways that we spread the gospel and spread these messages is by the generous donations of people just like you. So consider giving or becoming a partner today, which would be so amazing. We also have a Spiritual Growth Academy, and I'm going to pray for you in just a minute, but I want to tell you, it's a spiritual growth or mentoring community where we have classes every month for 4 weeks. And I also do a monthly mentoring session called the Mastermind or the Prophetic Mastermind. And these classes are going to help you grow in hearing God's voice and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and also in prayer. Right now, our class is on prayer, and you can still join it. And we have live sessions every week as well as pre-recorded sessions. And if you miss a week, the good thing is you could watch it. We record those, and you can watch them to catch up. We have a thriving Discord community online where you're going to be able to engage with other people. We have a ministry team, and we do a lot of practice. There's even a nurture practice group every week if you can make it. Sometimes you can make it once a month. Sometimes you can make it every week to grow in the things we're teaching in the classes, and also to grow in just hearing God's voice and prophesying over others. So I'm going to encourage you to get engaged with that as well. It's so awesome. Like, so many fruitful life decisions have come out of it. I mean, books have come out of it. Businesses have come out of it. People's huge futures and moves and transitions and alignments have come out of it. So I'm going to encourage you, join Spiritual Growth Community today at bullsministries.com. Okay, so I'm going to pray for you. And I believe that some of you are so relating. This is your word and you can relate to it. Or someone in your life, you know, it's their word. You're like looking at them and going, man, God has been pulling them apart, but it's not like the enemy may be like trying to play with it. He might be trying to confuse it, but God's doing something in the middle of it where it's like you're looking at a relationship they just went through that ended, or you're looking through a job or career effort that didn't work out, or you're looking at some sort of business project or some ministry that didn't work, and God is in the middle of it, and he's going to realign them for the greater work that he has for them, for the greater identity that he has for them. Maybe it's you. I want to pray for you, and I want to pray that you get revelation of the season you're in, but you also get filled with hope for full alignment. So whatever you want to do to just receive, maybe you want to close your eyes, maybe you want to just, you know, look at your Bible or just look at the screen or just look up, put your hands up, whatever you want to do, just get in a receiving posture. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come right now. When someone gives a word like this, that's a prophetic word, it activates in people who are watching and listening. And it causes us to have a moment, maybe in the next week or 2 weeks or next month or year, to have our faith hook around a word and a theme that begins to define our future. And Lord, if you're bringing alignment to us where we felt maybe dismantled, or we felt things coming off our lives that we really liked and we didn't understand why you took those things, or maybe it was relationships that were no longer in anymore that we felt were so important before, but now we it's like you made room for new relationships that don't exist yet. Or maybe it's a ministry purpose or a justice purpose that you've allowed us to dig deep in, but we don't know how to be in alignment to see fruit from that thing that you've been building in our hearts. And I pray, God, that today, that this word alignment would be defining for the rest of 2025 for our hearts, that we would long for spiritual alignment, that we'd long to be deeply planted with roots deeply in the ground into the next season, and that we'd long for it because you're about to bring it to us, because you're about to align us into circumstances and into relationships and into resources that will define our future. And if we've had a season like Job or a season like Joseph, where you've led us on a journey that we need you to lead us all the way in, I pray that we would trust you to lead us all the way in. God, help us to not be confused. Help us to not be discouraged. Help us to not be disillusioned. But I pray that you would renew us. And even Isaiah, where it says, even youths grow tired and weary, but there's grace or strength for those who wait. Help us to wait on you right now, to even wait on you, to be able to run without growing weary, God, without growing weary. And I pray that there would be just a supernatural infusion of strength inside of you, that the Bible would come alive in this season, that your faith would come alive, that though it feels maybe like the wrong time in the natural or the wrong thing in the natural, that God oftentimes sends us into something that feels the opposite, and we bring something that isn't there yet. We bring something that doesn't exist yet. And some of you are made for something that just doesn't exist where you're going. And so it's confusing because you're bringing an opposite culture where the world says that doesn't work, or someone says that can't happen. And yet you go, like we went to LA in the hardest time you could ever go. And I just bless you to obey God and follow God through the good times and the hard times, that he's going to align you. And in this season of 2025, especially, that you're going to feel like, okay, I have anticipation, I have hope, and I can feel something inside me getting aligned, and externally a lot's going to be aligned. Some of you are going to have some relationships aligned so fast. Some of you right now who are watching are going to have an opportunity aligned that you've been waiting for all along. And you needed to watch a catalytic video like this or a message like this that aligned your faith to know that the process was worth it, that God was leading you in ways you wouldn't lead yourself, and that you were walking with God. So when the opportunity comes, it's not you going, you know, I did this because of my skill, my talent, my friendships, whatever else, but it was because you obeyed God. And that's what brought the opportunity. That's what brought the alignment. So bless you for obeying God. Bless you for letting God take things out of your life and not going through doors you weren't supposed to go through, even though they look good, and not moving when you weren't supposed to move, or moving when you were supposed to move, when it felt like such a hard thing to do, or, you know, moving towards family, moving away from family, all the things that you've done to obey God. Man, he's so proud of you. The Father is so proud of you. And so today, allow yourself to feel the benefit that when you say yes to God, there will be alignment. And though it tarries sometimes, or there's a waiting sometimes, even the waiting has purpose. So I bless you. I hope this made sense to you today. And if it did, again, share this video with someone that it would also make sense to. And also hashtag my turn so we can pray for you down below. I'll see you in the comment section on YouTube. And if you're here on podcast, make sure to leave a review so more people get this on the Charisma Podcast Network, because I know it's going to bless a lot of people's lives. We'll see you next time on the Sean Bowles Show, or Exploring the Prophetic, or Exploring the Marketplace.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my prophetic monthly mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to BowlesMinistries.com or SeanBowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.